And let me say this. When it comes to a break, I'ma have it.
You are now listening to Virgo Chronicles with Shauna J.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Virgo Chronicles. Thank you for tuning in. I want to say it's been a little over a month. I don't know. I will have to really look back at the date, but I think it's been a little over a month. And, you know, I usually post bi-weekly. But, y'all, I had to allow myself to feel my feels. And I hope I didn't scare anybody, because I remember the last time, like, I went in a complete hiatus for like 6 to 8 months. Unacceptable. But yeah, this time it was just like a lot going on. And some of it wasn't even necessarily stress. Some of it was just like me being overwhelmed with things that I needed to get done. And it kind of threw me off of my A game. But I actually knew that I wanted to do this particular episode for weeks now. Like, you don't even understand. Like, I jotted it down in my notebook. Like, yo, I'm gonna rant again. Because I feel like when I rant, that's when I get some of my best content, because shit be bothering me, I'm gonna be honest with you. But not for nothing, I'm super proud of myself, because if you guys knew the place that I was in mentally back in September when I uploaded Been Away, Time to Unpack. Oh my God, like, I wouldn't say I'm a completely different person, but the amount of progress, the amount of determination, and the drive that I had to do better for myself and do better for the people that I know are rooting for me is crazy. Like, y'all really don't understand, but then again, you probably do. Like I always say, I like to put out things that I know are relatable. And just mentally, I was in like probably one of the worst places in my life between the months of maybe, I don't even know. I don't even know for real. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. Maybe from early March, to September, like a really, really, really dark place. And right now, like, oh my God, like I feel okay. I feel resilient. I feel strong. I just feel like I'm much better person right now. I'm proud of myself. I know that my loved ones, who know exactly what I was going through and what I'm, you know, continue to persevere through, they're super proud of me. And that has like slowly but surely become something that I'm more focused on. It's just helping people who feel like they don't have an outlet, you know, they don't have anyone who they can talk to or relate to. Like, yeah, you always do. Send me a message, like, look me up on Instagram, shit, I don't even use Facebook like that for real. But if you want to send me a message on Facebook, if that's what you're into, I only use my Snapchat for the filters. If you want to write me on Snapchat, like whatever you want to do, if you feel like you have something to say and you have no one else to talk to, you could definitely shoot me a message and I'll respond, because I like to, you know, give people my input and give people my raw advice, because I feel like it's well needed. I feel like there's too many people out there that, you know, are keeping shit bottled up. And I know, because I've been that girl. You know, I'm still advocating. I am still yelling, go to therapy. Like, because I need to go to therapy for real. Go to therapy or read some therapeutic books or do some therapeutic things. Light your candles. Burn your oils. Whatever is your outlet. I don't know. Everybody is different. So, I don't know. All that shit works for me. But whatever is your outlet, because and you know, just be real with yourself about who you are and whether you are happy or unhappy, and if it has, you know, is it everyone else or does it has everything to do, you know, with yourself and how you choose to receive things. I'm just learning so many ways to protect my energy. Like, I'm learning ways to protect my energy, because one thing about people, they will fuck with your energy. And I'm not on that no more. I've never really been on that, but I'm really not on it now. You know how much work I did to get here right now? So you think that I'm going to allow you to step into my box? And when I say box, I'm not talking about, well, that, you know, that box too. Yeah, to step into my box and interfere with what I've worked on, gee. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know I'm from Brooklyn. You know, we a little different lingo slang. But yeah, it's just not happening. I've come way too fucking far. Like, it's not happening. And you know, people who refuse to work on themselves, who just blatantly refuse, I'm not going to therapy. I don't need no help. Ain't nothing wrong with me. So you know what? You can have that. How about that? You can have that. Stay the fuck away from me. Stay far away from me. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much I care about you. You don't want to do better for yourself and you projecting your energy on me, you have to go. Let's go. I'll show you the way out. I'm not doing that. And I don't want anyone to feel like I'm on a high horse now because I feel like I've gotten so much help. But the reality of it is, if you have access to something, I'm not talking about doing exactly what I'm doing. I'm just saying anything. If you have access to something that can potentially help you to be a better person and just to have better energy around the people that you love that want to see you do better, why wouldn't you utilize it? You know, why not? Why? And I even want to hear some people's answers to this because I don't understand. If you know that you want to change something about yourself, or if there is a consistent pattern in your life, then why wouldn't you do something to change it and get a better outcome, whether that be working on yourself or removing people from your life that aren't assets? What's the problem? You know, I'm learning from my mistakes. I don't want to say I've learned from my mistakes because I'm still making them, and that's a fact. But I'm learning from my mistakes slowly but surely. I'm figuring things out. I'm learning, and I just want to make the best decisions for myself moving forward. You know, eventually I want to be a wife. I was so, you know, so down that I even started to tell people, like, you know, I don't think I want to be a wife anymore. I don't think I want to have children anymore. What? That literally has been a part of my vision for myself since I was a little girl. I've always wanted that. You know, I've just always wanted to have that family dynamic. I wanted to create that family dynamic that I didn't have growing up. So I don't know what would even allow me to even fix my mouth to say, I don't want to be a wife and I don't think I want to have kids anymore. And sometimes I still teeter totter on the thoughts, but it's just that I know what that hesitation is. Like, I'm not in denial about that. I know exactly what that is. You know, that's why it's so important for us to break our bad habits. Let me say something. If you really want something for yourself, you are going to break your bad habits. You are going to take a step back and look at what you're doing, and you're going to say, you know what? I'm not getting good results when I do this thing, so I'm going to try and figure out what I can do differently to achieve those results that I so desperately want and need for my future. That's just what you're going to do. There's no reason why, you know, everybody has to go through their growing pains, right? I'm 28. There's no reason why there should be so many people around me that still aren't even willing to have healthy conversations. I've literally witnessed people who, when a conversation starts to get too deep, too in depth, it's like, all right, let me do something to get myself out of this. If you're afraid to be uncomfortable, oh, that's it. You're done. And the one thing about me that I've always been about is tough love. To know me is to know that. I've always been about tough love. You're afraid of having uncomfortable conversations? You're afraid of doing something differently because it makes you feel uncomfortable? Oh, you're not going to prosper. I'm sorry to tell you.
See, the problem is too many people have this fear of confronting the things that they were never able to heal from. That's the biggest issue here. People, like, we know we have trauma. Let's be clear. Everyone knows that they have trauma. Everyone may not be able to
exactly identify what their trauma is. For example, I know plenty of people that have been sexually assaulted, abused, you know, neglected, and they talk about it so matter-of-factly, like it's nothing, you know, because they have a hard time identifying what their issue is. But that's a coping mechanism, because if you can't identify it as an issue, you don't feel like you need help. And if you don't feel like you need help, then you don't have to go get help. You see what I'm saying? It just frustrates me, because I'm not frustrated with the people who are dealing with these situations. Let's be clear. I'm not frustrated because people aren't getting help, because I feel like they're being assholes or ignorant, even though a lot of it is ignorance. I'm frustrated because the kind of person that I am, I see potential in so many people. I just want people to get the help that's there for them. You know what I'm saying? I hate to think that there are people listening to my podcast right now knowing that they have something, whether it's, you know, related to family, friends, relationships, abuse, whatever the case may be. I hate to think that you're sitting here listening to this, but you aren't thinking to yourself like, damn, maybe I need to go do something about this. Maybe this is something that I need to go talk about with a professional. You know, and then after you think about it, go take the next step. There's so much shit about me that I still need to work on. I can't even begin to tell you. So, like I said, by no means am I trying to make it seem like I'm just so perfect, though I have everything figured out, because I am very well still learning Shauna. I am learning Shauna. But in the process of me learning, I want to help other people to do the same thing, because I just hate the idea that we're hindering ourselves and we're blocking our own blessings. And I mean, like, as far as careers, just like financial freedom, love, self-love, self-worth, overall peace, just do whatever it is that you need to do to be better. It is fucking hard. It hurts. Sometimes it's the worst thing. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I literally do not want to sit down tomorrow for 45 minutes and talk about all of the things that are crushing me, but I have to do it. It's necessary. I've never missed a therapy session since I started. Never. And I want to say 70% of the time, I'm not looking forward to my session. Why? Because it's uncomfortable. It's like working out. It's like working out. You don't want to do it, but after you do it, you feel so good about yourself. That's literally what it is. But maybe even a bit deeper. Why aren't you talking about your broken relationship with your parents? You know what I mean? Why aren't you talking about being taken advantage of? Why aren't you talking about you know, falling in love with anyone who offers you anything because you just want something and somebody? You have to talk about these things. It's like, it's not okay, but it's a norm. You get what I'm saying? And I don't want it to be a norm anymore. I really don't. And if I can help it, I'm going to try to translate this to as many people. I want to reach as many people as I possibly can. It's 2021. It's been a hard fucking 2 years. It's been a hard life, if we really want to talk about it. Because life is hard. Let's be clear. Life is hard. But yeah, these past 2 years with this pandemic and all of these just riots and everything, it's just been a hard 2 years. You know, we're about to transition. We have an opportunity to embellish and embark on a new journey and say, you know what? I'm doing what I need to do for myself. I'm doing what I need to do for my current offsprings or future offsprings. Like, let's make it happen. Let's just make it happen. I try not to talk too much about my current dating life. You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay with talking about my past dating life because it's in the past. Like, who gives a fuck? Nobody cares anymore. It's done. But as far as my current dating life, like, I don't like to talk about it that much just because, you know, there are some things I do still like to keep private. There are certain things that I do still want to just leave for me. But one thing that I can tell y'all is that I require a lot more than I used to. And one of the most important things for me is I require a person who is at least trying to heal, at least attempting it, you know. And I don't, when I say trying, I mean like actually doing the work. You know, before you attempt to pursue me, I need to know that you are trying. You're trying to, you know, become the best version of yourself that you can possibly be because it's important to you to maintain healthy relationships and to keep people in your life that, you know, have value to you. That's important to me. That has to be important to you. That is a requirement that I never exercised before, ever. Ever, I would find a person who had everything wrong with them, childhood trauma, you know, just fucking lack of accountability, no compassion or a lack of compassion, just anything you can think of. Like, that used to be my shit. Oh, that used to get me going. I used to be like, oh my God, that's my husband. Look at him. Or hurt and whatnot. I'm about to go fix him. Child, please. And I'm pretty sure that with me saying all of these things, like, I'm going to get, you know, different reactions, mixed reviews. But you know what? I'm okay with being a bad guy. Like, I used to hate the idea of people taking anything that I did or said and making it a negative or, you know, processing it as a negative. But the reality of it is I cannot always be the good guy. It just doesn't work out like that. It's not that type of situation. Life is complex. And in order for me to fully pour into myself, then I need to accept the fact that I'm not always going to be the good guy in somebody's story. And that's fine with me. Whether it's accurate or not, that's fine with me. You got it. That's okay. That's one of the newer things that I've come to the realization of. It's like, girl, there are people out there who, you know, you are a villain in their eyes. You are the problem in their eyes. And that's okay. Maybe I am, or maybe I was, you know, but that's okay. Because as long as I continue to flourish, what can I do about anything that happened in my past? What can I do about how you view me, how you perceive me, how you receive what I do or say, how you choose to process the things that I'm doing to better myself as a woman? There's nothing that I can do about your opinion. And back in the day, I would do everything in my fucking power to try to change it. But I'm not that girl anymore, and I'm never going to be that girl again. So I say that to say I'm okay with being the bad guy and the villain. It's okay. I think that I don't even remember what the tone was of Queen's Rant for me in season one. I think it was season one. I don't remember what the tone was, but I do vaguely remember it being far more aggressive. But that just goes to show, I'm throwing in a little curses here and there for a little razzle dazzle. But that just goes to show y'all, like, I am so evolved. It's crazy to me. Like, don't ever let someone tell you that you can't change. You always have the ability to change something about yourself for the better. Like, I really don't have it in me to yell and scream and shout and do too much. All right, let me don't say I don't have it in me. I definitely have it in me. I'm not gonna lie about that. But right now in this moment, it's fine. I'm okay. I'm really okay. I'm more focused on leveling up. That's what I want to do. I want to level up. I want the people around me to level up and succeed and be happy. That's what I want. I'm not worried about trying to prove to Fatima or Joaquin. Oh my God, terrible. Yeah, but I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not worried about trying to prove to them that
what they said about me or what they felt about me was wrong. It's okay. Like, that's really okay. Go find someone who fulfills you. Go find someone who knows your love languages. And love languages, I feel, apply to friendships and romantic relationships. Find people who fulfill those things for you so you can, if that makes you feel whole. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is. Everyone needs to have that same mentality. If you're doing something, if someone tells you that you're doing something wrong, something that's offensive, something that's hurting them, you have to make a decision at that point to process what they said and decide for yourself. Does that make sense? Was that hurtful? Is this something that I'm willing to work on right now? And if it's something you're willing to work on, then work on it. See if you get different results. But if you do not have the capacity to do something that they want you to change in that moment, then you got to move on. And if they really, you know, fuck with you to that extent, then maybe y'all could link back up later on. But it is what it is. Like, I'm not chasing the fucking thing. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. and you know what? I'm not even necessarily. I don't even think I'm talking about anybody, because I would be real if I was. I don't even think I'm talking about anybody right now. I'm literally just speaking about like my experiences within my 28 years. Like, you know, there's just a lot of situations that I can reflect on. And now that I think about it, it's like, yeah, that made sense. But what was I to do? What is a girl to do? Like, I don't know. I just don't know. Right now, it's all about, it's Shauna's world. Shauna is protecting her peace. Social distancing has another meaning for me. Because if you are not trying to contribute to my peacefulness, give me 6 feet. Give me 12 feet. Okay? Give me a border line. Like, stay the fuck away from me. I cannot take the interrupting of what I'm trying to do here. You know, everybody might not understand it, but that's fine. It's not for anybody to understand except for this girl right here. You know? Love it or hate it. I'm being transparent. And it's really dawned on me that this society sometimes, the society, people are something. Sometimes transparency is good. Sometimes transparency is bad. Sometimes transparency gets you loved. Sometimes it gets you bullied. Like, just let people do whatever serves them. As long as a person isn't hurting anybody, let people do what they need to do. I'll give y'all a perfect example. Blew my mind. And I want people to give me your opinion. Like, I'll insert a question on my Spotify. I don't know if I can do that on Apple Music or the other platforms. But on my Spotify, I'll insert a question. Because I can't understand or fathom why everybody was so up, like, panties were in such a bunch about Will Smith and Jada being transparent about their marriage and the things that they've gone through. Why are y'all mad? Why? Maybe this is freeing to them. Maybe this is a part of their therapy. Will wrote a book. Maybe him writing this book felt freeing to him. Maybe this has helped him in ways unimaginable. Everybody has shade. I'm like, oh my God. Why is everybody so mad? Why? That's their situation. Why? You know, but I also come to the realization, I don't know if I have any trolls that listen to my podcast. I don't know. This troll culture, and I think it really got out of control for the most part when Instagram decided to add that feature where you can comment on a comment. And you could, not where you could comment on a comment, where you could like a comment. You know how comments get likes now, and so the comments with the most likes are pushed to the top of the comment section. That created so many fucking monsters. That is crazy. I hate that feature. I hate it so
much because you don't understand the damage that you do when you go under people's pictures or their posts and you say some wild shit. Like, that is so corny. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care. Anybody can feel the way that they want to feel. But if you're a person that goes under comments to tear people down constantly, you're fucking corny. Like, ew. I could never. Like, that is so fucking whack to me. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's just so telling to me. But I say that to say that, there's more people in the world that are fucked mentally than ones that aren't. And I think that everyone needs to come to terms with that. So be honest with yourself about the things that you need to work on and the things that you want to work on and the goals that you want to achieve, but they seem so far out of your reach. That means you need to make changes, and the changes are going to be uncomfortable, but it's what you need to do to live a full life. And that's all I gotta say. That's it. No, but I don't know if anyone was like, a little annoyed with me for taking off 2 or 3 weeks. I apologize. Y'all know me, accountability girl. I really apologize for that. It had turned into like me being just busy with the holidays and stuff. It went from that to me like, going through a couple of things that really consumed all of my time. A little anxiousness in there as usual. Y'all know the girl. But yeah, like, I promise y'all, I am so, it was nothing to worry about. It wasn't ever going to turn into another hiatus. My eyes are completely open. I'm doing so many things differently than what I used to do at the start of the year. And I'm just so proud of myself. Like, I gotta fucking pat myself on the back because that's one thing nobody can say. I still got a lot of shit I need to work on. But the things that I have worked on, oh, little mama is proud of herself. Like, y'all don't get it. And I'm pretty sure that at some point in my life, I'll be fully transparent, just completely open. And I know that that's a really hard thing to do on social media, on a podcast, on a YouTube, on whatever. So it's hard because people are miserable. People are angry. People are hateful. But when I started the podcast, I knew. I'm like, that comes with it. And the more popular that I get, I know that people are going to, try and tear me down because that's just the society that I live in. So right now, I am working on making sure that I have the proper armor to combat those kind of people because I don't ever want to stop being who I am. And a lot of people get lost in this, a lot of people get lost in this field and they lose themselves, and I don't ever foresee that for myself. So I'm doing the work, and yeah, you guys, I think I'm gonna do one more episode just to round up like the season and round up the year. I'm gonna do one more episode, and then see, the thing about it is, if you're following me on social media platforms, then you can get updates about, when I'm going to come back with season 4, what other things I have in store for everyone. You can talk to me. So y'all better talk to me now while I'm still, because after a while it kind of gets hard to talk to everyone if it's too many messages. Like, so I'm telling you, talk to me now. Tell me what you want to hear from me. Let me know. Just give me ideas, give me constructive criticism, all that. Like, I'm open to all that. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for bearing with me and understanding who I am, my personality. And stay tuned for the season finale of Virgo Chronicles season 3. Bye.